Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:46, 14 before 8. The rain has begun. An 80% chance for showers today, as a matter of fact, and breezy. A cool front comes through tomorrow. Highs of 73, less humid, which we'll all be thankful for, but not so good when you're talking about a structure collapse that is, I guess, precariously balanced on each piece of the debris. Our friend Norma Jean Matei joins us, professor of engineering at UNO, past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. Norma Jean, we'd put you on a retainer, but we can't afford it.
Shucks.
So we appreciate your time.
I thought this was going to turn into a good gig.
Well, we'll see. tell me about the instability of the entire situation and what we learned yesterday.
So what did you learn yesterday?
How about the cranes and the it moved an inch. Is that significant?
Right. So that can be significant. So you don't want a crane because that crane is, one, top heavy. It's extended, so once, if it goes down and it's got a buckling point that's pretty low, it's not going to go down straight down. It's going to tilt more than likely. Mm-hmm. And so if it's tilting a little bit, you want to make sure that you can, if they can, arrest that continued deflection.
I see a good. I'm sorry, please.
Because that's the cab of it is dead weight right now. And so any deflection will increase that tipping moment, which is a force times that deflection.
Mm-hmm. So when they say I'm sorry, go ahead. When they say they can't protect structures like the Sanger, if the crane falls a different way because it weighs 40 tons, they're saying, a wingspan about 270 feet tall with large wingspans. Is this thing going to fall where it falls and there's nothing you can do to, as you were saying, deflect it? And it's kind of hard to even get a handle on where it's going to fall. And I guess the other question is there no doubt that eventually it will fall?
Well, that's not the case. I really have not laid eyeballs on any of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can take, if you know where the possibility of these, I'm assuming that it's localized buckling of some of the columns, structural members. If they can go in, find those locations, and then reinforce them, then you can stop this. You can also take the tact of let's take guide wires and support this in another way by tacking it down to either the ground or pieces of structures that are not compromised so that you arrest that movement, stop the movement.
So in terms of it moving an inch, there is something that can be done about that to keep it from moving anymore and becoming even more unstable?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's probably some experts looking at where the possible issues are and then trying to determine the best game plan moving forward of stopping any further deformation.
Well, let's take a break here. When we come back, we'll pick it up. Tommy Tucker talking to Norma Jean Matei, professor of engineering at my alma mater, UNO, past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. And we'll address the weather when we come back. We've heard about a lot of weight about the water serving as a lubricant, and exactly what kind of damage could we be looking at, and how hard would it have to rain? 7:50, 10 until 8, time for traffic on WWL. 7:56, Norma Jean Matei is our guest, professor of engineering at my alma mater, UNO, past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. A text comes in, Norma Jean, I got this one, all right? It says, when are you going to ask who is responsible for the collapse of the Hard Rock? When are you going to talk about cronyism in these big contracts? Where is Garland? Well, the only thing I can't answer is, where is Garland? Garland's retired and I think painting right now. In terms of, and I would think this texter, with all due respect, would understand, they haven't even begun an investigation yet. They're still in a recovery phase of this. And in terms of who's responsible, I would think, Norma Jean, when it comes to something like this, the lawyers are going to argue it out. They're going to bring different engineers to say that it's him, not me, it's her, not him. So in cases like this, do you ever really find out what happened or who's responsible for it?
Well, actually, once you get out of search and rescue and or recovery, and you start going into that forensic analysis, they'll probably this part of the process will result in some report, but it'll also go into litigation.
Right.
And you're right, the attorneys will then get their expert witnesses that will be approved by the judge, and they'll go to court and start painting pictures of what each side will start painting pictures of what they believe occurred. And their experts will put forth their evidence. And so that's the process.
And from the legal standpoint, if they opt for a jury trial, who knows what could be found or who could be found guilty of what? Because every jury is different. So in terms of the rain and lubricant and how much concrete is there, supposed to be breezy as well, and we would welcome a cool front in under any circumstance but this. How much of a risk, from what you've seen and the common engineering principles that you've spent your life studying, would it take a lot of wind? Would it take a lot of rain? Or is it impossible to tell?
Yeah, it's impossible to tell. So rain is water's heavy. So I believe that they did set that swimming pool, and then they did go in and open up
some drains.
A drain, yeah. So that it's not going to hold water. That was my biggest concern, actually, was a big full swimming pool on a compromised structure. But it looks like that has been taken care of. Most of those materials that this building is made up of don't absorb water, so it's going to run off. So the only additional weight would be from areas that hold water. So that could be problematic, but probably not a lot of that going on. You mentioned lubrication. So if there's any arresting of motion from simple friction, lubrication, if water gets in there, it can lubricate that. And that will change the capabilities at that interface.
So really, I guess, doctor, you can't tell until it happens, so we all just watch and wait and try to find those two other victims. We'll be back, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.